Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, everybody. On today's wrestling news, did Cody Rhodes make his WWE return last night? I'll tell you.
Tony Khan teases another huge announcement.
There's been a quiet little appointment backstage at WWE.
And Mrs. WrestleMania tag team partner has been revealed.
Welcome to the news again. It's the news. Adam and Phil, and we've got some news for our hip knees. We've got some news for you. I feel sick.
Yes,
hello, everybody. My name is Adam Cleary. This is Phil Chambers. No Wilborn. No Andy. No Sidgwick. So you are down to the C team for your wrestling news this morning.
Well, that's okay. We've got a dance.
That's fine. It's okay because we both feel slightly nauseous after doing all that, and we have some interesting stories for you. Now, I know the question that's hot on everybody's bum crack today is, did Cody Rhodes finally, after all that teasing, make his WWE return? His long speculated, much anticipated, very exciting for WrestleMania season, Phil, return on Monday Night Raw.
Did he?
No, he didn't.
Ah.
Don't turn off though, there's more, way more than in the video than just that. Obviously, WWE has been speculated that they have gone and got Cody, who has left AEW. Don't know if you picked up on that news last week, but he's left AEW. Did you catch that one?
Yeah, I did see that.
He's
one,
left
yeah.
AEW, big shock thing.
And he's almost lost in the shuffle, that piece.
Almost like, yeah, it was kind of like, yeah, talk about burying the lead, Phil. Anyway, so obviously all the talk is that he's going to WWE, because why would you leave AEW in WrestleMania season when you've been unable to secure the bag that you want and then not go to the one place on earth that can give you the bag that you want, especially when it's WrestleMania season coming
Indeed.
Up. So, a lot of talk, there's been a lot of backstage reports. Apparently, it's all but agreed, or it's all but signed, or we don't quite know where it is, but all the signs look like he is heading there. So, WWE, they started having a bit of fun with this yesterday, didn't they?
They did.
They put on their YouTube channel.
WWE having fun.
They put on their YouTube channel 10 most shocking comebacks in WWE history, mere hours before Raw went online, and the internet went,
uh-huh.
And then they put, what's your favourite ever shock moment on Monday Night Raw? And the internet went, uh-huh, what's all this about? And then The Miz came out. Do you know he needs a tag team partner,
he
Phil?
He does.
He needs a tag team partner for his match against the Mysterios.
Yeah.
But he hasn't got one.
Who could it be?
And he said he needed somebody of his sort of standing. Somebody who was on his level. Someone who was dashing.
Hey.
And all would be
Someone
revealed.
From a fighting family,
all would be revealed later in the show. And it was none other.
No.
Than...
We can't say that. That's the last story that we're going
to
do.
Oh, so I can't even.
No, they have to wait.
They have to wait for that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a huge disappointment. It wasn't Cody Rhodes.
It's going to be a huge
It wasn't Cody Rhodes in the story. It might be slightly disappointing to you, actually, find out who it was, but it wasn't Cody Rhodes. So they were just having a little bit of fun with everybody. But the fun didn't stop there, Phil.
It didn't.
Oh, no, the fun didn't stop there. Because Edge came out and did a promo. He's waiting for somebody to challenge him for WrestleMania, don't you know? He wants somebody who's worthy of facing him at WrestleMania. He doesn't want any smoke and mirrors anymore. Slightly less of the internet then went A, because that's a bit of a, you've kind of got to really remember his old theme tune again.
Whoa! It's only smoke and mirrors!
That was cool. So they're having a lot of fun with this. So I would say one of two things are true.
Okay.
Right? Either he is definitely coming back to WWE,
yeah,
and they're just teasing it and get everybody excited, or that's not happening. It's one of those two,
yeah.
I think.
50-50, yep. He comes back or he doesn't.
That's my insight.
Yeah.
What's yours?
It's pretty much the same, to be honest. Although there are rumours that he is currently in Orlando filming things for a possible debut at some point.
Yeah, but there were also rumours that he was on a flight to the Middle East. And that
yeah, that's just true. Yeah.
Somebody on the internet just had the entire wrestling journalism world pants down with that.
Who knows at this point?
Fair play.
I mean, I think it's pretty much guaranteed that Cody Rhodes is going to be there in WWE. And at least they're having a little bit of fun with it. This is the one thing that Sidgwick was absolutely desperate for, that they'd have a little bit of fun instead of just going, oh, here's Cody Rhodes. episodes, and they're actually teasing. Teases are fun.
Sir, may I? I still think that they're just going to forget about Arcane. You know, they just drop storylines without any consideration whatsoever.
Yeah.
I think they're just gonna do that. I think Randy's gonna come out the week before WrestleMania and be like, oh, I don't want to be in a tag team anymore because I started thinking about my legacy in this company and I don't want it to be as a tag team wrestler. Then Cody's gonna come out and be like, oh, you want to talk about legacy? And then they have like a 15-minute rest hall match.
Anyone
and everyone's like,
anyone but Randy. But yeah, let's move on to Tony Khan, who is teasing yet another huge announcement. He loves his place.
He loves
huge
it. He's not learned by
he
now.
He cannot stop. So he was on Busted Open Radio and he was teasing basically just a massive announcement is what he called it. And he will be ready at some stage this week. Now he's still working on it, but it would be, and I quote, a big deal in pro wrestling. And that's kind of as a whole, not just AEW. But it won't be what people expect. Now, obviously, whenever Tony Khan says there's a massive announcement, people are like, oh, he's just signed someone else, because that's what he does. But Meltzer has come out and said that this probably will not be a new sort of free agent signing. This is something more on the business side, some kind of big business deal. But what kind of big business deal could be a big deal in pro wrestling as a whole?
Doing a show in New Japan? I get that it is the job of the promoter to promote. It is the job of the hype man to hype.
He does not stop hyping,
but I get this. It was also the job of the boy who cried wolf to cry wolf. That's why he was there. He was watching the sheep. It was his job to be like, hey, everyone, wolf. And after a few times where the wolf either wasn't there or was not as was promised or was not as exciting as he made the wolf out to be for numerous weeks on social media,
of course,
people are like, oh, here we go. Another wolf, is it? I'm not saying Tony Khan is the promoter that hyped wolf. Not yet. But I will say that the villagers below him, me, you, everybody else, were like, another wolf, is it, Tony? Another big bad wolf, is it? I'll have a look because I do quite want to see the wolf, but... oh, a few more dogs, and I'm going to stop listening to you.
So basically, what you're saying is Tony Khan has signed Wolf from Gladiators.
Yes, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
locked on.
That's it.
I don't know what this is going to be. We'll find out at some point this week.
I just want to get back to the whole. I know it's his job, and
We did report last week as well that he said he was not going to. He's going to calm down on the free agent signings for a bit until he's got his next TV deal.
I mean, if I was somebody who was obsessed with free agent signings,
the next day there was reports of Buddy Murphy and Jeff Hardy got
I would say that as well.
Yeah.
If someone said, like, look, you've got to calm down these free agent signings because people are going to stop being excited by them, I'd be like, hey, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to calm down on those free agent signings.
Wolf.
Not. do you want to do another story?
Yes.
I wrote nothing about. I think it'll be New Japan. I think we'll do a show in New Japan.
Probably. Maybe a show in the UK?
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
That'd be fun.
I think the Jay White thing does kind of suggest, because obviously they've done the thing and he's betrayed.
Yes.
Ushe Bullet Club, where they're all getting their knickers in a twist, aren't they? Hiya, Tama. So I think that probably does suggest they might be working together in some capacity, because I wouldn't imagine they'd let him do that, because it kind of all ties in there. I think it's that. A UK show would be absolutely stiffening to me, so we'll go for that as well. Anyway.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Remember, I'm not going to ask you to remember specifically which set of gross employee cullings this was by WWE. But it was one of them during the
pandemic. One of the many.
One of the many. In it was Drake Maverick.
Yes.
Not the first time.
The second time.
The second time they called him for real this time, after they definitely called him for real and then just decided to give him that program before he went out. And then, you know, it was always heartfelt and he was wrestling for his career and, oh, they changed their minds because they're the good guys, except for the other 80 or so people they let go. Anyway, park my cynicism for a second. Guess who's back?
Is it Drake Maverick?
Drake Maverick. Just days before, apparently, his 90-day no-compete clause would have expired, he has very quietly, according to PW Insider and Fightful Select, been brought back into the company and given a creative role behind the scenes.
There you go.
Now, you've got to remember, the guy's done lots of different things. Obviously, he had that Cruiserweight run. He did the thing with Killian Dane. He was in NXT
GM of 205 Live.
He managed the Authors of Pain and wet himself on television for real, apparently. The guy's done lots of different things. He was great with the Iconics on social media, I will point out as well. The guy's apparently very popular behind the scenes. Everybody seems to like him. And, I mean, it's a hell of a business model. If your wage bill is too high to get rid of people, not let them work for 3 months, and then just as they're about to be able to work again, bring them back in, having saved 3 months' worth of wages.
Yeah. And then you get to be the good guy, like pull them out of the darkness.
Hey, look who we hired. Yeah, so Barry's doing stuff behind the scenes, working on the creative of Raw, I think is right. Let's say that's true, so can't hurt, I suppose.
Drake Maverick's great. Like, he's another one of those people that everyone always has nice things to say about. And he's obviously a very creative guy with the kind of things he's done in the past. And even in his independent run and things like that. We had him over for one show.
Yeah, he did the Rumble, didn't he?
Nice guy. I told him all the best. But it is just, you know, it's incredibly crappy practice. Just fire everyone and then hire them back on, assumingly, much lower contracts.
One thing I forgot he did was the whole 24/7 championship wedding night angle.
Yeah.
That was excellent. That was truly excellent work.
The height of the 24/7 championship with him and
Phil
R-Truth.
I cannot wait any longer. You have to tell me who the Miz is.
Oh my God, you would not believe it.
If it's not Cody. Come on.
Who could it be? What are the huge signings are out there? I'm not even going to tease it. It was Logan Paul.
Kenny Omega.
Logan Paul.
Sorry, misheard you there. Logan Paul.
Yeah. You know the YouTuber, boxer, Logan Paul.
Just a lot.
It was him.
Yeah, good for him.
He's obviously done stuff with WWE before. He was at Mania 37. He was in the Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens stuff. He took a stunner from KO. And then last night, Miz brought him out. And then the Mysterios accepted the match at WrestleMania. So it's going to be the Mysterios versus the Miz and Logan Paul. And then the bad guys attacked the good guys. And he kind of did this really crappy skull-crushing finale thing. And that's it. Logan Paul's going to be wrestling at WrestleMania. He's taking the Bad Bunny slot. And something tells me it's not going to be quite as good.
It doesn't sit right with me. YouTubers getting involved in pro wrestling. All right. You want to talk about it. You want to up your little downs. Yeah, fair enough. But I just think, you know, there needs to be a line, and that line for me should be the ring apron.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fair.
Just seems disrespectful, distasteful. Yeah. Has he done his time? Has he paid his dues?
I don't think he has at all.
He
might be okay. Bad Bunny was great.
Bad Bunny was great.
But I think he's
not a YouTuber, crucially.
Yeah, this is true.
A legitimate, talented, artistic individual, not a YouTuber.
So there you go. Logan Paul's wrestling at WrestleMania.
Cool.
That's that. Do we have any Twitter questions?
I don't have any.
Do we get some?
Should we do a hard cut and try and find some?
Yes.
All right, so we didn't actually ask for any Twitter questions. What I've done is I've taken the rare step of delving into my Instagram requests folder.
Danger.
Which is an absolute hellscape. It's normally like just weird people asking for jobs and incredibly like aggressive homosexual men asking me if they can go out with me. Bless them. God bless, what a waste of time that is. Anyway, got a great one from Jake Jitsu here.
Hey.
Have you seen Cody's latest Instagram story? You are the man to break this down. He compares himself to Worf in the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, Sins of the Pilot. Now, you may have seen this, right? Cody posted a thing saying, I've just realised my entire life is basically like Worf in the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, Sins of the Father. Now, loads of people are nerds, but there are different types of nerds. So all the wrestling nerds are like, I don't understand that Star Trek reference, and all the Star Trek.
That's me.
And all the Star Trek nerds are like, who's this guy? Why is he all of a sudden a big deal? I will break this down for you. Jake G2 is right. I'm the man.
The perfect middleman between the two worlds.
Now, a lot of people are getting confused with this because the core premise of Sins of the Father is that Worf has always lived in disgrace because his father was believed to have collaborated with the Romulans on an attack on a Klingon colony, right?
Okay.
Worf was a survivor, which is why he grew up with humans, but his father's always been disgraced, effectively, right? Can't go back to the Klingon Empire, etc., etc., etc. Now, the premise of Sins of the Father is Worf finds out this is not true. It is actually Duras's father who collaborated with the Romulans, but Duras is such an important figure in the Klingon High Council that if this was revealed, it would lead to a Klingon civil war. right? So Worf basically decides he has to live in disgrace, keep his mouth shut, so that, you know, whatever. And obviously honour in this to Klingons is huge. So you know what I mean? To live with that is not just like, oh, keep my head down. This is like, that's life-altering stuff for him. Now, people are getting confused because the father element in this is quite obviously at the forefront, right? Mm-hmm. So people are like, this has got something to do with Dusty. It's all to do with that. I don't think it's that at all, right? There's a lot of stuff getting talked about why Cody left AEW and why he might go to WWE, mm-hmm. right? And he's kind of coming out, not as the good guy in all this, you know, he wanted more money, he wanted to be on a level peg when this time. He's getting painted as a businessman, yes, but also, like, kind of the bad guy in all this.
Yeah.
Not really, but, like, if anybody's getting a bit of a, you know what I mean, it's kind of him. I think what he's trying to say is, none of that's true. Like, it's actually none of that's true at all. He didn't want this, or he didn't want that, or it wasn't any backstage problems, but he's just going to keep his head down and let all this stuff get written, because if he did come out and say what actually happened, then there'd be a load more drama. It would be much worse if the truth came out than it would for people just to think he's, you know, collaborated with the Romulans, who in this case are WWE. So there you go. You ready? As good as that?
Not really. If you want more nerd stuff, go over to Trek Culture on YouTube and give it a subscribe.
I can't believe that was the top. What? I'd never ever go in here. This is. Oh, these are horrible. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, and there's a dick. Right, so should we wrap it up there? That has been the wrestling news for today. Let us know what you made of it all in the comments below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
We might be more prepared next time.
Thoughts and prayers, of course, to our ill and not well colleagues, the Messrs. Andrew H. Murray, Adam Wilborn, and Sidgwick Ill?
Sidgwick's off.
He's just off in general, yeah. Well, thoughts and prayers. T's and P's, everybody. T's and P's. But you get us on Twitter at Adam Cleary, C-L-E-R-Y. And you?
At Phil My Chambers.
You've been working out?
Yes.
You have actually? Wow. I didn't like that. All right, get everybody in What Culture Wrestling at What Culture WWE. Sorry this has been such a mess. We only found out we were doing it about 5 minutes before we came in.
Should we dance again?
The news is done. Thanks for watching the news.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.